My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Was an interesting game, Dan, because things that have gone well for the Guardians this year didn't go well. Bullpen last night, Avila was terrific. That guy has just been a godsend. He went 2 1/3, struck out 2, didn't give up a hit or a run. But then Tim Herron, who's been lights out all year, came in, gave up 2 earned in 2/3 of an inning. Scott Barlow gave up 2 runs, didn't get an out. Peter Strzelecki came in, got 2 outs, but gave up an earned run, walked a guy. And Nick Sandlin came in and continued to get hit. Nick has had some issues since he came back from his injury. He was so good beforehand. But then Emmanuel Clase comes in and gets the job done for a third straight game. That's serious. I would assume that we will not see Clase for a fourth straight game tonight.
Yeah, it feels a little much.
Yep, sure does.
Even though he was rolling.
So hopefully they don't need him tonight. And that would mean that Matthew Boyd does the job. We're going to talk about Matthew in a little bit. But last night, I wouldn't call it a typical Guardians game because you had a home run from Kwan. You had 2 from Noel. You had home runs bringing in big runs. And that's not typical of this team, Dano. It has been at times, but this is not a power-hitting team. Last night, they so benefited from Noel and the power and certainly needed it because they needed 9 runs to beat the Cubs.
Yeah, you're right. It's a lot of different ways that this team can find ways to win. And I think that's the thing that I continue to come back to. The more ways you can find a way to succeed and the more ways you can find a way to win, the better off that this team is going to be. And whether that's because you rely on the power some days or you rely on being able to put a couple base hits and all that kind of stuff together, I think that is the best way to go about it. And that's the best thing for this team.
The bullpen has had just been lights out all year long. The bullpen has been stellar. It's been outstanding. Are you concerned, folks, that the bullpen has been used to the point of being tired, overworked, and not as sharp as it was? I think that's a valid question. I don't know if it's true, though. I don't know if that's accurate. 216-474-0092 is the number to join us if you'd like to join in. I just think that Stephen Vogt has done a masterful job with it, and I think he's been outstanding. And the way that he's been able to juggle things, I think, has been tremendous.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's been great to see. To the breaking news of the day, you know, finding our way there as we see more and more when it comes to Mike Hall and the ramifications that are coming. That, of course, there is a domestic dispute that is out there. Zach Jackson reporting, a source telling him that he will be arrested later on today involving a domestic dispute. And then also the Browns coming out with a statement involving that, our own Daryl Ryder having that on our Twitter page at 92.3. Statement from the Browns: we are aware of the incident involving Mike Hall last night. Mike and his representatives have been in touch with the appropriate authorities. We are in the process of gathering more information and have no further comment at this time.
What's it mean for the team?
That's my big question with that. I mean, that was somebody they invested the pick in. The hype was through the roof. Za'Darius Smith was comparing him to
Aaron Donald,
which you take that with a grain of salt. Just, you know, players comparing other players and all that kind of stuff. And especially it's a very, very high bar when you're putting in Hall of Famers.
Can I throw this one at you?
Sure.
He's your second round pick. You want him to come in, develop, become an absolute stud in the middle of that line. If there's a spot where they're covered in the short term, it's defensive tackle. Dalvin Tomlinson, Shelby Harris, Mo Hurst, Quentin Jefferson, who you brought in. You can put Za'Darius Smith in the middle as well. Put Alex Wright on the end. You can put Okoronkwo at end and slide Za'Darius inside.
Heck, they even...
Maybe Siaki Ika actually becomes something this year.
They've even moved Myles Garrett inside from time to time and had him rush up the middle.
Yep.
I mean, there's a lot of different ways that this team could go. The Mike Hall pick always felt like it was a investment into the future.
Yep, certainly did for me.
Yeah, somebody with a high talent and a high ceiling who maybe, you know, may help you sporadically this season, but not be somebody that you're laying down and relying on in the same way you were Shelby Harris, in the same way you were Maurice Hurst. It definitely hurts. And it's a bummer, and I think the bummer on top of it is the young guy
you're looking to develop in the middle of that line.
Well, it's a bummer.
The other guys are all veterans who are coming in, and I don't want to call them placeholders, but they're here to start now. I don't think you can bank on any of those guys like being here 5 years from now. You were thinking that with Michael Hall. And I'm assuming you still are thinking that. And obviously this is a situation that needs handled. It'll get handled. And might be a suspension. Might be more. But we'll see. But I would not think that this takes him out of the Browns' plans for the future in any way, shape, or form.
No,
unless, of course, he ends up in prison.
Right, and I hope he gets the help that he, you know, clearly needs when you go to this length to do anything.
Now, you can't even say that because, you know, we don't know exactly what happened here. We know that he apparently is going to be arrested. And sorry, we can't jump to any conclusions any more than that.
Okay.
Right?
I think the fact that also him being a local guy plays into this as well, of why people are as bummed as they are, and the fact that, you know, you always have that kind of tie to those guys who...
Well, you pull for
those
guys.
From Streetsboro, went to Ohio State. Like, you know, you always kind of have those... You pull for those guys. You want those guys to do better. And when you see them take a misstep as such or an alleged misstep as such, it hurts. It leaves a little bit more of a mark on you. You know, it definitely hurts a little bit more, and it hurts this team a little bit more because I don't know how much they were going to rely on him, but boy, as we found out last year, depth matters, and depth plays into all of this.
It does, but I think they have plenty of depth in the middle of that defensive line. Now, if you're looking straight football on this, certainly if Hall's not able to be out there for a period of time because of this, okay, that hurts. I wonder what happens here with Siaki Ika. I mean, we haven't seen him make much of an impact in any area so far. We haven't, you know, last year he played a little bit, but it took a while. Finally got in late, didn't see a ton, and hasn't really established himself yet. You used a third round pick on him. So if you used a third round pick on him and he's not producing, okay, what do you do? You're gonna eat that pick if you don't like what he does by the end of training camp? I mean, you coughed up a third-round pick on Anthony Schwartz and it took you a couple of years to bail on him. You used a third-round pick on David Bell. David's not produced to a high level yet to the point where you think he's even a lock to make the roster.
Mm-hmm.
So third-round picks and the Browns haven't gone real well as of late.
I mean, they give these guys every opportunity that you could think of to succeed. They believe in these guys. They do all those things. So, yeah, maybe this is, you know, Siaki Ika. All of a sudden the door is open for a guy like that who can make a leap and help to build this Browns defensive line and help that depth, because we know how Jim Schwartz does this. He likes having those hockey line changes, essentially.
Which is
cool,
by the way.
Where he's moving these guys in and out to keep them fresh.
Which I think is really cool.
I do, too, and I think it's a great idea.
I do, too.
You know, it really keeps these guys fresh, and it keeps that pass rush being consistent instead of in bursts. You're getting consistent pressure, and the consistent pressure is what causes you to, you know, offensive lines to get real tired. So it stinks. It's a bummer. It's something that you don't want this time of year, especially when the arrow was pointing up and the hype was oh so high, not only for the team itself, but then for the Browns. And then you run into a little bit of a hiccup, you know, in your Browns, I guess, excitement. You run into a hiccup here. And so hopefully everything is okay. There will be some kind of discipline. I mean, even if No matter what, we know how the league operates.
From a legal standpoint, you still think there will be NFL discipline?
Yeah. I should say this. We know how the league operates. We know how the league does these things. We know that even if the courts and all of that stuff determine that nothing worth discipline took place here, the league will still weigh in. And so I'd expect at least a 4-game suspension for whatever takes place. I mean, that's just off the top of my head for what we've seen in the past.
Keep in mind, the NFL will investigate and look into things. Let's see what this actually is. All we have are reports. And the Browns didn't release any information on the situation. We haven't seen any information other than that this is going to happen, supposedly. So stay tuned on that. Football standpoint, I think, is where, at least right now, the Browns have to think about it. Because I'm assuming, and we saw Michael Hall play a lot the other day. He played like pretty much three quarters in the first preseason game against Green Bay. I think they were hoping that he would be a guy who would emerge in the middle of that defensive line and end up getting some decent playing time this year as a rookie. Now you're going to have to rely on the veterans. Dalvin Tomlinson's a lock. There's no problem there.
No, not at all.
And I think Shelby Harris and Mo Hurst did a nice job. And Absolutely. Quentin Jefferson's a depth guy they signed. And Za'Darius Smith, again, can move inside and play a little defensive tackle.
A guy that they've always – and Quentin Jefferson, the main thing that they brought that guy in for was they want to start getting a pass rush at defensive tackle. They want to
which is why Michael Hall Jr. is a real interesting thing here.
Right, because that was a guy who out of the defensive tackle spot could get to the quarterback and doesn't just push the pocket.
Right.
And doesn't just take up two defensive linemen in the run game and all that, or offensive linemen, I should say, in the run game. Instead, you're now trying to get some pressure up there, and losing Michael Hall is one of those guys. If your idea was we want to get pressure from all four defensive line spots, well, it makes it a little bit harder if Michael Hall isn't standing in there as a part of that rotation. So that's the other part of this that, again, it's just the whole thing is it's a real letdown. It's a real bummer.
Well, if you've I always – and we're working under the assumption that there was something here that happened, okay? So keep that in mind with this. But this one's the thing that gets me. These guys are sitting here with just a fascinating future ahead of them. Why are you doing stupid things?
Yeah.
Why do guys put themselves in position to do stupid things? I will never understand it. Now, but that's, human beings have been doing stupid things for the history of human
beings.
Since
the history of time, yeah.
But this one always makes me scratch my head. It's like, you did what? Well, why did you do that? You've got a future sitting here ahead of you, an opportunity to make gobs and gobs of money. Don't be stupid. And then when people are stupid, it just drives me up a wall.
And if what is alleged is taking place, my gosh, just take a deep breath and leave the room if you think something's going to happen.
Yep.
If, take a walk, calm down, anything you can to avoid any kind of physical presence.
So the news of the day, Michael Hall Jr. in trouble with authorities, apparently going to be arrested on domestic violence charges. 216-474-0092. Mary Kay Cabot will join us, at least we're expecting her to, at 11 o'clock to talk about that and a whole lot more as the Vikings come to town tomorrow to start practicing against the Browns.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges. And acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
from the mind of a 2 foot tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Avon Police, and I'm grabbing this from our buddy Scott Petrak up on the X. Avon Police say that Browns rookie defensive tackle Mike Hall Jr. was arrested this morning. He is being booked. So that's okay. The latest that we got so far.
Okay. We know the situations that have happened in the NFL involving domestic violence. There have been a lot of different levels to it. Ray Rice was that was in the elevator. We saw that. His career was over. Kareem Hunt here was let go by Kansas City and then suspended for what, Dan? Eight games,
yeah, for violations of the NFL personal conduct policy in connection to physical altercations.
And, of course, Deshaun Watson's situation, Deshaun suspended for 11 games. So you would assume if there's validity to all of this and it leads to more, that there would be a suspension for Michael Hall Jr. From a football standpoint, if you're the Browns, are you going to do what Kansas City did when Kareem Hunt had his situation? You're going to cut him? I would think not. I would think they don't cut him. I would think they keep him, and I would think they deal with the suspension, and they have other guys to play defensive tackle in the meantime.
If the history of the Browns has taught us anything and how they go about these things, I do not see them moving on from Mike Hall Jr.
They've given Deshaun Watson a second chance. They're the team that gave Kareem Hunt the second chance. I would assume that they do not move on from Michael Hall Jr.
Right. They were, I mean, even, oh gosh, the kid who ended up getting arrested in the offseason, who was having all sorts of Malik McDowell. They were the ones who gave him the defensive tackle, who ran into the same exact things and was immensely talented and thought he had his life on, and the Browns gave him the second chance.
And played well here and played then well ended and up having a meltdown at the end of the season. Your thoughts, folks? 216-474-0092. Jack is in Maple Heights, home of the Mustangs. Jack?
Yo, what's up, guys? Big fan of the show. I've called before. Thanks for getting me through the workday.
Sure.
But I wanted to chat. Let me preface this by saying I'm not presuming Michael Hall's innocence, nor am I presuming his guilt.
Okay.
But there was one thing that you guys said that I wanted to challenge your thoughts on, which is putting the premise of putting yourself in a situation like that. Now, let me say this. There are a lot of guys who we've seen, whether it be, you know, Hollywood actors or, you know, professional athletes who definitely do put themselves in the situation, and they could have easily avoided it, even if it wasn't initially them or whatever the case may be. But I think the prime example of how that isn't always the case would be what happened with Jonathan Majors, where you try to, and in the process, you have no choice but to do something. And look, I'm not presuming his innocence, nor am I presuming his guilt. And I know, obviously, just as much as you guys at this point in time, and things will, you know, maybe I'm completely wrong. Maybe, no presumptions being made here, but just something to keep in mind as you guys, you know, continue to lead the discussion about it, is that, you know, maybe keep in mind there's not always that someone doesn't always put themselves in the situation, or they try to evade it. They try to get away from it. And, you know, so that, again, I'm not even saying that's the majority of the case. I definitely don't think it's the majority of the times, but just something to challenge your thoughts on with that. Thanks, guys.
Jack, thank you very much. And yes, sometimes things come up. Sorry, domestic violence charges to me are something that you can almost always avoid. Now, you never know what the situation was, and Jack, you're right about that. That's why we're holding off on we're looking for details on this. Who knows?
We're trying not to speculate,
right,
to the best of our abilities.
Right. What we do know, according to reports, he's been arrested and booked by Avon Police. That's according to Scott Petrak up there on the X, and the Browns are aware of the situation. We'll have no more comment until more information is available. Ryan is in Rocky River. Ryan.
All right, Ryan.
Hey, Andy Madigan. Wish I could call in some happier times. Again, just kind of putting my two cents. It's never okay. Ever okay. Obviously, I hope we all are in agreement. If hypothetically everything, well, not everything, but if hypothetically things did go down to where he is completely the one, the culprit, to where he should be charged, maybe, again, I am hopeful and wishing that we can sort this out. Ironically, the guy I grew up with is all over the news and yesterday for similar scenarios, accusations that, again, we have to dig deeper into prior to us. I think a lot of us making their final say on this. And again, I got to put football on the back burner, man. It's about morals and ethics. Again, a player should not be able to cross the lines. And again, I'm not putting any other Brown player on front right now, previous years as well, but we all know, all of us, Jeff, you, Menigan, all you listening out there, we've all heard about previous scenarios where previous Browns players have done horrific things, and it's kind of swept underneath the rug. I'm not saying any names. Again, with that being said, we still got to learn more about the circumstances. I really hope everything didn't go down like it's saying it is. This is just not about football. It's more about just being a human being and just being a better person, recognizing that he's on a big pedestal. Everyone's eyes are on circumstances to where his off-the-field scenario is not just him, but every player. If you can't come to the conclusion that you are constantly under a microscope, then this thing is just not for certain individuals if they truly can't behave. And just be recognizing that they are not above the law. They are also just being, they're always monitored. Everyone is being monitored at all given times right nowadays. So everyone just needs to be on their best behavior. But hey, fingers crossed that we feel that, I don't know, the whole circumstance is still yet, just like you guys, but I'm really hopeful things can work themselves out and this gentleman can get himself right and we can move forward. But anyway, guys, great show as always. Thanks, Dave.
All right, Ryan, thank you very much. And again, details will be coming out in this situation. I would assume, as an organization that has given players second chances like crazy, that he has a future with the Cleveland Browns. We'll see. Maybe that's an assumption on my part. We don't know. We don't know exactly details on any of this. I'm just assuming, based on past history, the way the Browns have given guys second opportunities, that would be the case here. But again, we'll see. But regardless, bad situation to put yourself in. If you put yourself in a situation, Jack is who called earlier, even saying, you know, be careful with that one. Maybe. Okay, maybe. But you don't get arrested because nothing happened.
Right. The only things
usually. How about that?
Usually. The only things that we know right now for certain is that Browns defensive tackle Mike Hall Jr. has been booked by Avon police in regard to a domestic dispute. Those are the facts. That's what we know right now, and everything from this point here is some level of speculation. And I'll be the first to start some level of speculation when it comes to the NFL. I think you're going to see somewhere between 4 and 8 games at a suspension for Mike Hall Jr. I think it is a part of this. I think he is a part of what the Browns want to do. I think he is a part of the Browns' future. What impact that has on the Browns' present, I should say, I think is to be determined, because he is a second-round rookie player. And you do have a lot of depth on that line to begin with. And while, yes, it would be nice to have them there, I don't think it is something, for a Browns standpoint, that really makes that defense take any kind of a step back from where it was last season or where you think it may be this season.
I would think that you weren't counting on him to be a major force on the defensive line. I would think that you had your fingers crossed that he could develop into a guy who was in the defensive tackle rotation. So, and then if you got really lucky, he becomes a really good player in the middle of that defensive line, maybe next year, maybe at the end of this year. Regardless, I do think they have plenty of depth there.
Right.
And so, I mean, you can go 4 deep easy.
And so, they, they have a little bit of room to maneuver under the cap. They can still do a little cap gymnastics as well with Deshaun Watson's contract and turn a lot of that into a signing bonus and kick some of the can down the road into future void years. You have levers the Browns could pull if they look at this and decide they need to bring in another defensive tackle. They have the ability to do that. The question is, do they need to? And I don't, until we find out what happens with the league, what happens with this thing, we get a police report, we get all those different things of exactly what took place, and the league makes their ruling, we frankly just don't know. But they can pivot. They have ways to pivot. I'm with you, Jeff. I don't think they cut him. I don't think they move on with him. Their history would show as such.
Mary Kay Cabot from the Plain Dealer, Cleveland.com, expected to join us coming up here momentarily at 11 o'clock. So, as of now, Mary Kay next on Baskin and Phelps.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.